Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Ah, jeez, what the hell? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Bart Winkler. That is Tim Shea. My apologies. I want a few box scores to guide me through the conversation this hour, so I must be honest. The box scores that are easiest for me to digest are at fourletternetwork.com. Those are the ones I like.
Uh-huh.
And on the front page of fourletternetwork.com is Sean McVay, like, sitting back. There's an article, the Sean McVay moment, and it's like, it's almost like, well, it
I see it.
It almost looks like porn. It's really odd. Why would he agree to that?
By the way, welcome back.
Oh, from New York?
From New York. I hope you had a safe flight home. I saw the picture you took of this New York skyline. Very nice.
Yeah. So I didn't actually go to New York, but I went to Google Images.
That's awesome.
Airplane view of New York City.
It's a good photo.
Yeah. But I got, because I said, I am traveling to New York when I do these Zach Gelb shows. And I talk about them like I do them all the time. This is my third one. I actually was able to do the show yesterday because Jim Rome took off. Jim Rome's vacation plans affected my life. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. And he's up here.
He's in Eagle River.
Yeah.
You post about it all the time, so it's the greatest place on earth. I don't know the connection that first brought him here, but Jim Rome being off moved Maggie and Perloff to the Jim Rome show. So instead of filling in for Jim Rome, obviously I would not be able to do that yet, but they move Maggie and Perloff to Jim Rome. They move Zach Gelb to Maggie and Perloff, and then they picked me to come and do the show for Zach Gelb. So because Jim Rome had vacation, I was on national radio.
So you pretty much weren't really filling in for anyone if they were moving everyone, right? Technically?
Technically, if I was filling in for anybody, it was for Jim Rome.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. That's a resume builder.
I think so. Jim Rome had somebody on from the Warriors once. And my brother works there, and obviously, and I talk about that all the time. But Jim Rome always shouts out the Warriors PR staff because they do, my brother aside, an incredible job. And so he shouted out my brother, and I had a couple people text me like, hey, I just heard your brother's name on the radio. I'm like, oh, is that cool? Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler, Bart. I got my own show. You know, these are like high school friends that must not have known where I was or whatever. But I was working yesterday, thanks to Jim Rome. All right, so the Brewers won last night. Okay?
And they look good doing it.
We got a little reason to celebrate. Not only did the Brewers win, but the Cardinals got trounced. Miles Michaelis' line, 2 2/3 innings, 14 hits allowed, 10 earned runs. That has never happened. A guy has never given up that many hits and that many runs in that few of innings. They let him out there to dry. And so the Rockies beat up on the Cardinals 16-5. The Brewers got a win over the Rays 5-3. And Josh Hader, unfortunately for Josh, but maybe does it make us feel better? I mean, it shouldn't, but Josh Hader blew a save in San Diego, gave up 3 runs, went 37 pitches, the most he's ever had in an inning. So everything worked out for the Brewers last night. Everything worked out. The guy you traded away did not do well, so there's no reason to regret. The team that we're in a race against lost, and they lost badly. Phillies did win. Remember, I'm keeping my eye on the Phillies. Phillies did win. And so I want to come in here and celebrate. Matt Busch got the save last night, which was interesting to start, right? It's like, what's happening here? Matt Busch is getting the save opportunity, and he did well doing it. So at first I thought, is Council trying to, like, if I had a tweet ready to go, because last week I tweeted, someone in this front office is trying to get fired. I was going to go find that tweet, quote tweet, and say, and it looks like Council is too, if Matt Busch struggled. Matt Busch, they traded for, remember, with the Rangers. We're not really sure what his role was going to be. He has pitched a little bit for Milwaukee. It hasn't been super impressive. He's given up his first two appearances. He gave up 2 runs and then a run, blew a save in one of those appearances. Came back in against the Reds on Sunday, had a scoreless frame, and then last night, 2 strikeouts, a scoreless inning, 11 pitches to do it, and he got a save. Second save of the season. He's had one earlier in the year with the Rangers back in April. So Matt Busch isn't. So I feel like, okay, the Brewers kind of got away with one. Series of tweets here from Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. We will have him on at 8:30. He says, why Matt Busch in the ninth? Well, Devin Williams needed another recovery day after 4 of 5. Okay, all right, sure. Devin Williams has pitched a lot, and he needed a recovery day, and Matt Busch came in there. Awesome. You know, that's why he made all these trades for the bullpen. You have a guy in relief. If you don't have Devin, you need another guy. Just like when you couldn't use Hader, you need another guy, and that was Devin. So if you're going to make all these trades and Devin can't go, have another guy go. Fine. Perfect. Well, okay, what about Taylor Rogers? Remember Taylor Rogers? We traded him, and he was the Padres' closer for a good chunk of the season, had some struggles, but this is a guy that can close. Taylor Rogers had a cortisone injection in his knee and was unavailable. Taylor Rogers said his left knee has been bothering him for several months. I was trying to keep it more on the down low, because I didn't want it to be something you could blame your struggles on. But yeah, it was kind of bugging me for a while, and treatment wasn't taking, so we're going to try this step with the cortisone shot and see if it helps. So, I mean, I'm coming in here, I'm feeling good. You know, I went to bed after the Brewer game last night. I saw that the Cardinals had blew it. I saw that the Brewers had won. I didn't see the Josh Hader stuff till I woke up. He had a bad night in San Diego. But overall, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling like, okay, I mean, I want to reiterate, too, I am still rooting very hard for the Brewers. I don't want them to miss the playoffs. I said yesterday I'm done. I said yesterday they're not making the playoffs. I looked around. I put the Mets in there. I put the Dodgers in there. I put the Braves in there. I do think the Cardinals are going to get in one way or the other. Padres, I think, will get in, even though they lost again last night. And are they tied now with the Brewers for a wild card spot? So that's interesting.
No, the Padres won.
Oh, yeah, they did end
they
up winning.
Did come
they
back
did end
winning.
Up winning. Machado hit the home run. Yeah. Yep. They did end up winning. Hader blew a save, but they did end up winning. So thank you for that. The Brewers, one game back, Tim Shea, Bart Winkler. And so I was feeling pretty good. And then this morning I saw all this stuff from Adam McKelvey about Taylor Rogers being injured, or he has a knee problem.
Yeah.
That I please God.
I know.
I hope the Brewers were aware of this.
I am assuming they were.
Before he came over.
Yes. I would assume they were.
But Rogers said he was trying to keep it on the down low because he didn't want it to be something he could blame his struggles on. So if he never told the Padres, why would the Padres need to tell the Brewers?
Well.
And again, this is a great day to talk to Adam McKelvey, and we're going to do that. He'll join us at 8:30 today. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. I mean, this is just wild. It's like this trade, they made this trade. They really took the first trade that was offered to him, is what it seems like. Because the guys that they have traded for, if you want to talk about trading Hader, if you want to talk about Bush, if you want to talk about Trevor Rosenthal at some point, we're talking about the trade specifically and the process of trading Hader. They let it be known to other teams that Hader was available. And I'm going to bring up fantasy. You do this in fantasy football, right? Fantasy football, fantasy baseball. You put on the block. Someone's on the block, okay? He's on the block. And then you expect the trades to start coming in. You do that, at least I do in fantasy, because it's a lot easier to look at other people, send me trades and do the work than me combing through 11 other teams and trying to figure out, you know, what the best move is for me. I could do that, but it's a lot of work. I'm not saying that the Brewers fantasy football this thing, but you throw out there, hey, league, email, CC all, Josh Hader's on the block. Okay, well, let me just make a quick proposal here. Nobody proposes their best thing right away because they want to try to get you to say yes. Immediately, I'm thinking of my uncle in a baseball league. I'm in a league with my uncle, and he will offer me the same guy in 5 different trades, each trade more terrible than the last offer, and then come the end of the week, he cuts that guy. So it really was the Padres saying, well, all right, let's give him to Nelson Lamet. He's got no options anyway, so we don't need him. Let's give him Taylor Rogers. His knee's all messed up, so, you know, we're not going to use him. And then, you know, we'll throw in these minor league guys that are kind of covered here, can't really come up, or we're not going to have room for them. And they said, this trade, having these guys leave us hurts us little. You know, it's like they're trading guys from their bench and they're trading for one of your starters, fantasy football terms. That's the first thing I do in fantasy trades. When somebody proposes me one, I make sure that this is a guy that they're starting. And if they're not starting him, I try to figure out why. But usually if they're not starting, if you're not going to give me a real trade offer, then I'm not playing with you. But that seemingly is what the Brewers did. So I am rooting for this team, all right? Driving home last night, listening to Euchre a little bit. You know, it's great to hear him. It made me think about playoff baseball and how crazy this town goes for it and, you know, going to games and what that atmosphere is like. And I really think that this town in a pennant race, those last couple weeks of the season, and once you get into the playoffs, there's nothing like it. Even if the Packers are playing, it takes front page, it takes center stage, it's above the fold. Packers could have a big game on a Sunday. We come in the next day, we talk about the Brewers, game one of a series. It envelops us. I love that. And so we've been in the playoffs, and we have fallen short, but I do love the experience of being in the playoffs. I do love the hope at the beginning of every playoffs, and I want that back. So I am, despite saying yesterday that I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I did say that. I did. Multiple times. We got it on tape. I'm rooting like the Dickens. I don't know why that's the phrase that came to my head, but I'm rooting like the Dickens for this team. I want them to win today. I want them to go down there in St. Louis and beat them up. You know what St. Louis is doing this weekend? They're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1982 World Series.
Are they?
They are. A team that happened to win a World Series.
Ugh.
And, of course, it was against us. That's so cruel. That's like Colts-Jets, you know? when the Colts lost to the Jets in the Super Bowl with the Namath guarantee, and then they ended up being in their division for a while in the AFC East. It's like, this is a team that knocked us out of the Super Bowl, and now we got to see them twice a year with the Brewers lose to the Cardinals, American League, National League, and then all these years later, they get thrown back into it. So every year can be a reminder.
I was down in St. Louis the last time we celebrated the 82 team. They also celebrated that weekend when I was down there. That's when they debuted those powder blue uniforms.
Did the Brewers wear old jerseys?
Brewers wore powder blue jerseys,
so they get
too.
Into it, you know. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? It's 35
But it's just like a
ago.
Knife in your back because you just celebrated your losing team, yeah. And now you're...
Yeah, yeah. So the Brewers, I'm really pulling for them. I'm really rooting for them. It would have been high comedy and great for radio if Matt Busch blew a save last night. So from a radio standpoint, maybe there was a little devil on my shoulder that, you know, maybe a little one.
He looked pretty good.
But for me, personally, Bart Winkler, Brewers fan, I was rooting for the Brewers last night, and that's why I'm still so crushed when I keep hearing all this stuff about Denelson Lamet. They didn't know he had options. Taylor Rogers now. They don't know that he's hurt. This is insane. But they won. They won. They're a game out of the Central. And they're a game out of that last wild card spot. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. You can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. We'll talk more about this game, hear from counsel, the explanation again why Matt Busch was in there. A lot of work for Devin Williams lately. And maybe Devin Williams, you know, mentally could have used the day off as well. But Craig Counsell with some stones. I mean, that's a big decision. That's a decision that you've been losing at blackjack for a while. And then you've been playing $10 hands, and you got $50 left, and you say, screw it. I got to put all 50 on this hand. If you don't win, you're out. You're screwed. But if you win, and if you hit blackjack like maybe they did last night, well, then you're right back feeling pretty good. 414-677-1250.
And a line drive into the gap in right center field. And that's going to get a run across for Tampa. Siri is on his way to second, not stopping. Adames has it, throw to third, tag. Yes, got him again. Willie Adames for a second consecutive game with a brilliant relay throw to cut down a potential triple.
This was a great play that the Brewers made defensively. And I wanted to play it because I was listening to the radio last night. And Lane Grindle, guys, this is great. Lane Grindle, because the guy's name was Siri, and he said, this is a true story. When I said Siri, my phone, it was like, yes, you would like a question? It's because the guy's name is Siri, and Siri, my God, Siri is what the phone does. Bob Uecker laughed, but I don't think he knew what he was laughing about. That's what was actually funny.
Now that's funny.
That was funny to me. He was like,
what are you talking about?
How about that one, folks?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what's been on a lot the last couple nights?
What would that be?
Major League.
Major League?
Yes.
Harry Doyle.
Yeah. Speaking of Bob Uecker.
You know what is tomorrow night? Field of Dreams game.
Oh.
Cubs and Reds.
Oh.
There was a minor league game there last night. They had a minor league game. It was on MLB Network. I don't know who was playing, but I know that they had a game there last night. One of the things I watched in the last week, I was watching a game on TV and then the game ended, but they had that Field of Dreams documentary from a year ago where they helped promote the game. And it really is an interesting story, that whole thing. Because the next year after they made that movie, the farmer... There was no directive to, like, keep the field. Who's the guy whose farm it was? He's just like, well, I already made a baseball field. I'll just keep it. And then people started to see the movie. And then they started to come. And then it became like a destination. And for 20-some years, he just kept making the field and let people come. And he never charged anyone for it. Then he sold it to some business and they made it a theme park. In the middle of Iowa. So the game's going to be there. The actual field from the movie is not the game they, or not the field they play on.
That's on the other side.
Yeah, they made a separate field because it's got to, you know, you want to differentiate a little bit, but they made a separate field. But, you know, the, you do go into the corn, and they'll probably come out of that again. They'll be Cubs and Reds. Again, these two teams are terrible.
Yeah.
You're going to watch the game, right? You're going to turn on the game.
I hope it's like 1-0.
It won't be.
I know.
What was last year? 8-6 maybe?
A walk-off.
Yeah, White Sox and Yankees. And the explanation for why there were so many home runs in that game was this thing called corn sweat. The corn sweats and makes it actually hotter. So if it's like 80 degrees in Iowa, if you're on a farm or in a cornfield,
is it like 90?
It's like 90 because the corn sweats. And that means it's hotter and more humid, so the ball travels farther. And while some of that may be true, I think Major League Baseball had a special case of balls. I would not want to be one of the pitchers in that game. I mean, it'd be fun, but I don't trust the balls I'm throwing at a Field of Dreams game where people are expecting. I mean, what are you watching it for? You watch it because you want to see home runs hitting to the corn. That's what you want to see. Is the home runs hitting to the corn, and that is what baseball delivered on a year ago. So the Brewers win last night over the Tampa Bay Rays. They've got them again this afternoon, just a two-game set. They had a two-game series earlier this year. Now they have it in Milwaukee. First time the Rays have been here since 2011. They went to the NLCS that year. Maybe. Brewers get the win yesterday. Freddy Peralta throws only 65 pitches, does go five innings as he's still working his way fully back, gives up a couple of runs. Trevor Gott comes in, Hobie Milner. Milner credited with an earned run allowed. Boxberger comes in, quick inning for him. And then Matt Busch comes in with the save. And again, that's a big risk, I think, by Craig. The explanation was that Devin Williams needed another recovery day. But Taylor Rogers couldn't pitch because he had a cortisone injection in his knee and was unavailable. His knee had been bothering him. And he didn't want to tell too many people about it. I pray the Brewers knew this beforehand. Let's hear from Craig Counsell. We'll talk more about that. We'll interject as need be, as we always do. Craig Counsell after the game last night.
And a line drive into the gap.
I mean, that was just so funny. I was going to play the highlight again. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, Devin was we didn't feel like he recovered well enough he'd pitched 4 out of 5. Or I guess it was 4 out of 6 days coming into tonight. So we wanted to give him another day to fully recover.
They did have the off day yesterday, and they do have an off day on Thursday. What'd you think right away when you saw Matt Busch?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Like, didn't we just trade for someone, and isn't Devin Williams our closer?
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't going to be Williams, we thought it would be Rogers.
Because both of them didn't. I know, exactly. I'm like, okay, so Rogers will come in. Or I'm like, well, maybe they gave him a day off. I didn't know. It's just a million things going through my head.
We had pitched 4 out of 6 days. Craig corrected himself because there was the off day on Monday. I thought at first, 4 to 6 days, I didn't think it was a physical thing. I thought this guy just needs a
mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly he was affected. You saw the interview with him. He was affected by the Hader trade in the first place. And then he has not been pitching like himself. And when you go out there, when something's bothering you, you can go out there. I still think you can get in the right frame of mind to do it. I don't think he gave up earned runs for the first time in 30 games because his friend got traded. But maybe when he was out there, maybe he was thinking, this should be Josh. I don't know. I don't know.
Or maybe he's just comfortable in his eighth inning role.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like the pressure of the ninth inning. Maybe he'll do it from time to time, but he's not ready to be the guy. These are all valid questions that I don't know the answer to. More from Double C.
Bush instead of Rogers.
Taylor, I'm sorry. Taylor got a cortisone injection on Sunday in his knee. So we just wanted to give him another day. He's trending in a good direction. Felt pretty good today, but not quite there yet. So, optimistic he'll be available tomorrow.
When did that pop up?
It's just something that's been bugging him really the whole year. And with the off day, we just thought it was the time to take care of it.
All right, so hopefully they're aware of this.
It doesn't sound like he knew about it. It sounded like he was a little mad in that
right
answer.
Right there?
Can you replay that, his answer?
Yeah, I thought it sounded like he did know about it.
Just the way his voice sounded.
Like, Rodgers, we'll play that in a second, but Rodgers ended up saying, I was trying to keep it more on the down low because I didn't want it to be something you could blame your struggles on. So if that's the case, if a guy is hurt and he doesn't want it to, and he was struggling for a while, he doesn't want to blame his struggles on it, but what if it was leading to his struggles? Now's not the time to play hero ball here. If you're hurt, you got to tell your team you're hurt. And if he never told the Padres, then that sucks.
Bush instead of Rodgers.
Taylor, I'm sorry. Taylor got a cortisone injection on Sunday in his knee. So we just wanted to give him another day. He's trending in a good direction. Felt pretty good today, but not quite there yet. So optimistic he'll be available tomorrow.
When did that pop up?
It's just something that's been bugging him really the whole year. And with the off day, we just thought it was the time to take care of it.
You thought he sounded
mad
there?
That sigh, you know, like, well, it's something that, you know, has been bothering him all year, but.
Okay, well.
I don't know. That's just the way I hear it.
We'll get Adam McKelvey's thoughts on it coming up at 8:30. The thing I'm the most interested in talking to Adam McKelvey today is this period of covering Brewers baseball these last 2 weeks. I got to think they're the most interesting that he's ever covered. I mean, sure, there's been managers that have been fired and there's been different things, but this has just been wild. And so I want to get his perspective from that. We'll talk about Matt Bush coming in. I'm just like kicking around in my head where I want to start with McKelvey tonight. Cause I was going to start and say, hey, Matt Bush, you know, we got to win here. We got something good happen, but now we find out that Taylor Rodgers is hurt. Ridiculous.
That's a guy, Matt Bush, the way he pitched tonight, that's kind of what you were hoping for when you traded for him, right? Just an overpowering guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great inning. That's as good as inning as we've seen this year. Just electric stuff. Really, really good stuff.
High praise.
It's just that game. You know, you talk about kind of all phases clicking. The guys have said that's been one of the problems the last week. Tonight was one where it was pitching, defense, and hitting.
Yeah, we got some big plays tonight. I thought, just McCutcheon's at bat, I thought, against the Thompson was really good at bat. Tough sinker baller on the mound, side armor, and he fouled off some pitches and then got a pitch to hit. And then obviously Colton followed it up with a big hit. Willie's play in the seventh was a huge play to stop kind of a big, obviously got a run, but stop a rally from going any further. So that was a really big play as well. And then in general, we pitched really well tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad Craig brought those plays up. I was going to, because I definitely saw all of them as I was hosting the Zach Gelb show last night. I definitely was paying more attention to the game. And then when I got home, I definitely had the game on DVR and watched it all so that I could properly do this job. I said, hey, if I'm going to fill in for Zach Gelb, this was my demand. I said, the one thing, besides Gelb Force One and my trips to New York, I said, the one demand I have is I can't be missing Brewer games, okay? Because I got to know every play. I am not going to come in on any day and look at a box score for help and play a Craig Counsell interview for help. I will not do it. And they agreed to those demands. So I did see all those plays, and I thought Craig, I feel good for him. He got a win, so that's...
Peralta, I mean, I'll get up the homer and the near homer, but other than that, he seems...
I forgot Tyrone's play. Thank you.
Tyrone had a great play.
How did
play.
He forget about it?
I know.
You remembered it, Bart.
I remembered it. I forgot to...
Other than those two swings, it seemed he was really lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Freddie threw the ball well. Got a little tired, but gave us five good innings and put us in a good position to win.
Tyrone's play was kind of shades of Lorenzo, wasn't it? I mean, he got up there and got that one.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was. His reaction. I didn't really think he caught it, but Tyrone kind of downplays a lot. He kind of takes a chill, you know.
Man, remember Lorenzo Cain was on this team this year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you thought you bet me something the other day about Aaron Rodgers preseason. I feel like I bet somebody that Lorenzo Cain was not going to play again this year.
I think it was Toby.
Was it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I bet somebody something.
I mean, since I'm always here, it could have been me.
Yeah, but was Kane before?
Kane was probably right at the beginning of when I...
Was Kane BT before Tim?
Well, I mean, I've been here since February, but which is crazy to think about.
You have?
Yes. Oh, I started right before the NCAA tournament.
Oh, okay. And Tim was working like 4 hours a month.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, and I had then, like 2 days in March.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember telling you once because you
were like, yeah, by the end of the, you said, I think, by the end of the summer, you'll be sick of this place.
Are you?
No.
Because you were on the schedule 1 month for like two shows.
Yeah. And you're like,
for
you'll,
a whole month.
You're
and
like,
I said,
you'll
that,
be here.
I said that somehow, some way, you will be here much, much more than those 2 days. And,
Now I'm here 6 out of 7.
Yeah. Now I still expect to see Toby over there, but Toby's been doing the big show this week. We are going to play back probably next hour. Toby, what a moment for Toby for his resume.
Mm-hmm.
Toby yesterday, so he's hosting the big show, and Gary had to miss the first hour or so. So Leroy's here, and this is the first time that Leroy's been truly on the air live since the Hall of Fame induction. And yes, it's a show that Toby's doing and Leroy's doing it, and he's part of the show, but it essentially was a 45-minute one-on-one interview with a guy that just made the Hall of Fame 3 days ago. And it was, I mean, awesome. And that's just so cool. So I do want to play back some of that because Leroy goes into some of the weekend stuff. I mean, for me to tell the stories about the weekend and for Gary Ellerson to tell the stories, that's one thing. But to hear from Leroy.
And how that whole thing started was hilarious.
Well, Leroy gets in here, starts talking Brewers for 10 minutes.
And Toby's like, you know, we're not going to talk about the Brewers.
Yeah.
And Leroy was like, oh, okay. Well, I really want to talk about the Brewers.
I mean, he was breaking it down. There's nothing he didn't know.
Nope, exactly.
He was right on it. I thought it's like, oh, you know, I didn't see the Brewers. I apologize. He made sure to know everything that was going on. One, he's a fan, too. But look at that. Look at that. I was proud to see that. We'll hear more from Craig in a second. Mike the Painter, 414-677-1250. Hey, Mike.
Good morning there, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
You know what's upsetting about this whole Williams thing and with that hater trade?
Are you on one side of the room yelling into your phone on the other side of the room?
No. I'm yelling in my earbud in a empty room. I'll take it off. So
thank you.
Don't we always say that ball players, baseball players are creatures of habits, and you go through a whole half of a season where Williams is the eighth inning guy. So what did Craig Counsell expect to happen with the guy on his first day after, you know, losing his best friend to a trade? It just was not going to go well for him.
I would like to call, and this I have no expertise to say any of this. I should probably talk to people that are, you know, I could easily, like, I'm in the media. I could get down there and try to talk to one of these guys. I'd like to call.
Do your job?
Yeah. Well, no, shut up. I'd like to call shenanigans on like closers too. When you work the ninth and it's a save opportunity, but when you work the ninth and it's not, it's a big difference. I think that that's a little bit like, I don't know. I feel like it's embellished a little bit. You're still pitching.
You
still need three outs. You're telling me it's that different if it's a quote-unquote save situation. Some of these pitchers go out there with a 4-run lead and they're lights out, but if it's a 5-1 lead, they forget how to pitch. I'm calling shenanigans.
I really do think that it's in their head, because we always talk about it, and baseball players talk about it too, that they get this mindset and they have this everyday routine that they do. So you get so accustomed to it, that's the way your mind works. I don't call shenanigans. I call that this is the true, and this is why it's a bad thing for Williams to be the closer.
I just don't understand how these professional players, how it throws them off so much. It'd be like if I'm doing a show from 6 to 10, and then all of a sudden they're like, all right, you're going to start doing a show from 5 to 9. Does that throw me off in a way?
I think
it shouldn't.
Because, you know, I'm on the other end listening to, I think it does.
You know, my dad told me last night.
What did he tell you?
My dad texted me. Here, let me pull it up. He said, he was listening to me on Zach Gelb. He says, you sound different on these shows. You sound good. And I said, the F does that mean? He said, you sound calmer, very professional. I'm trying to compliment you. I said, Dad, compliments are just dressed up insults. Like when you tell someone, hey, did you lose weight? What you're really telling them is, hey, I don't think you're as fat as you were before.
But I think you have a little bit more giddy up in your a little bit more pep, because you're doing a national show. So I think you're just
absolutely not
up for it.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I got more pep here.
You know, I believe you. But maybe you did have a little bit more for the Zach Gelb show, you know, because you're going to a different audience. We're all used to you, so no matter what, if you even bring your D game, we still call in and listen to your show.
Yeah, the bar is so low for morning radio in Milwaukee that I can just absolutely phone it in, and you're still going to be
not have a great show. You always have a great show there, Bart.
Oh, Mike, well, you make
that's
it.
That's why you get picked to go and do these national shows.
Oh, geez.
Pretty soon we're going to be losing you to another station.
I'm not leaving. Where am I going to go?
I have a feeling it's going to happen.
Well, it's kind.
Like I said, Ryan was going to go, too, and I knew it. I had a feeling.
Well, I'm not leaving. Right, Tim Shea's going to leave here before I do.
That's true.
Yeah, he might walk out of there before you do, because you driving him nuts, making fun of him all the time and picking on him.
Yeah. Thanks, Mikey.
All right. Have a great day. Have a great day, Tim.
Goodbye. Mike the Painter. Here's more from Craig.
With Freddie, you mentioned he got a little fatigued, but for him to like do the 5 up down,
yeah,
get through 5, is that still considered a step?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing is just very efficient with his pitches, which means he was in the strike zone a lot. You know, some pop-ups, which is kind of what we see from Freddie. So all in all, a very good step forward.
All right, so the Rays are a very good baseball team, but the Brewers 3-0 against them so far this season. It's Jeffrey Springs against Brandon Woodruff today. 1:10 first pitch. We'll obviously have the post-game show after the last pitch, and then we've got the Cardinals coming up this weekend. do not look at... So I went to Brewers.com for probable pitchers. Can you look at ESPN? You've looked at ESPN before.
Okay.
I've scolded you once, right? I said, if you're going to ever look at probable pitchers, you got
to
go
to Brewers.com. Yeah. And you know what? The funny thing is, I remember that because that Brewers.com was wrong.
Yeah. Well, you want to know what Brewers.com says right now?
I don't even.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
So on Friday, according to Brewers.com, probable pitchers. On Friday, the Brewers are facing Jordan Montgomery.
Okay.
On Saturday, the Brewers are facing Adam Wainwright. And then on Sunday, the Brewers are facing Adam Wainwright. So Brewers.com right now for probable pitchers.
Okay, so ESPN.com has Jordan Montgomery on Friday.
Okay.
On Saturday, they have Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear if it's Adam Wainwright on Sunday. And on Sunday they have Miles Michaelis.
Okay. Maybe he pitched so bad that they're embarrassed. Because now I just went to Cardinals.com probable pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, it's Jordan Montgomery. On Saturday, it's Adam Wainwright.
Okay.
And on Sunday, it's Adam Wainwright. So,
wow.
Double dose of Waino this weekend for the Brewers. Man, that's good. So maybe they're doing what the we did with, what's his name? What the hell's that guy's name? Wade Miley?
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing what we did with him.
So the Cardinals, lefty, their two new pitchers aren't pitching.
Yeah.
Because that's what they, when they traded for those guys.
Well, no, Montgomery.
Okay. So they get one of them.
But no Quintana.
Okay.
Yeah, Miley. They're pitching Miley. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. We'll talk a little more Brewers coming up here next hour. Aaron Rodgers talks, and when Aaron Rodgers talks, we listen. We'll hear from him, and then some good stories from Leroy Butler next hour as well. 8:30, Adam McKelvey. I'm very excited to talk to him today. Brewers.com, MLB.com, that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. More next. I'm Bart. That's Tim on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Castro slides into third. His phone comes out of his pocket. Now that's a first. And there's Adam Hammery. Dude, your phone is down. Hey, right there.
You may have missed that one last night. That was between the Pirates and the Diamondbacks, which I'm not sure the level of attention that game got, but Rodolfo Castro, here's the lead, got his call up and dropped a call in his return to the big leagues. The guy slid into third, and his phone was in his pocket, and it came out. How do you do that?
So I guess players can play with their phones?
I don't know.
Maybe he had the defensive lineup in there or something. Or,
yeah, well, you know, communicating very, with the bench. They're very tight about that.
Move
you're
to
not,
the left.
You're not supposed to.
Right?
And because it's this, you know, the kid gets called back up, plays for the Pirates. It's a cute story. If this was like an Astro that had a phone in his pocket, oh. Yeah, we're even like a Yankee or a Dodger, somebody on a team that's competing, but Astro specifically because of the accusations for cheating all those.
So then we'd be throwing phones onto the field instead of garbage cans.
Yeah, we might be doing that. Okay. I still plan to throw apples on the field.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to the game Monday, right?
American Family Field. As a fan, yes.
Okay, so.
No, we'll let people know that you and I are traveling down there today.
Yes, we are.
But it's in a media capacity.
So no apples.
No apples. And I think the press box food situation, I think they're aware of my presence.
Ooh.
And I think they are not bringing the fruit out today.
Okay.
Because they don't. I'm not saying that I'm fully trusted to behave when I'm up there. So that's the situation at American Family Field today.
We'll make sure to hide the apples and the coleslaw.
Yeah.
Boom!
It's been a while since a coleslaw jam.
Sorry.
Timmy, look at you. Look at you. I did Zach Gelb's show last night. So thanks again to everybody. I get a lot of support from you guys, whether you're texting me about it or tweeting me or DM or call. We did have Notebook Mike on. So during a break, the producer, he's like, hey, do you have a local caller? He goes, do you have a robot Mike?
What?
I said, robot Mike. He goes, yeah, I can't really understand what he's saying. I go, Notebook Mike. Yeah, Notebook Mike, because we have a lot of mics that call. We have a Brewer mic. We have an Iron mic. We have a Notebook mic. We have Mike the Painter we just talked to.
Mike the Better Painter.
Mike the Better Painter. Mike the Tainer. So we've got a lot of mics that listen to the show. And he goes, yeah, the Notebook Mike says he's a friend of yours. And I said, yes. Yes, he is. Bring him on. And so I talked to Notebook Mike, who was he had a little more pep in his step in the evening.
Wow.
Yeah, he can discuss, how I sound versus whatever, but he was a little more than the last minute of his call. It was,
oh boy.
It was scrub-a-dub.
What time did he call?
Right at the very end.
I'll be back.
Yeah, 8:52 maybe. But he's talking about scrub-a-dub, and he's talking about God knows what. So it was good to hear Notebook Mike. But apparently some other people had called in and tried to get on. I don't see the call screener like I do here. So when people call in, Tim answers the phone. He types in the phone who's calling. I see who's on the phone. Pretty sound, simple strategy. But when I do the Zach Gelb show, and again, I've only done it 3 times. I don't want to sound like I do it twice a week. But I don't see who calls in, so I'm at the mercy of what they tell me. So what I'm saying is if you called into the show last night and didn't get on, because we're on in Milwaukee, the show's from 5 to 9. We're on in Milwaukee from 6 to 9, unless there's a post game or whatever. But there were some people that called in that were, like, mad at me. I didn't take their call. I didn't know you called. I didn't see that you called. I apologize for that. And so I am going to throw the blame back on those guys because, hey, don't be mad at me. I every call that I took, I was told about a call. It's fun though. It's fun doing that show because we are on in Milwaukee. And I think that if I did it and we weren't on in Milwaukee, it wouldn't feel as cool for me. The fact that we air the Zach Gelb show, like if for some reason they ever needed me to do another show, it'd be like, okay, whoa. But I like that it's on in Milwaukee too. And we catch 3 of the 4 hours. So I like that part of it. And I like that you guys can call in. And I told him, I said, I love phone calls. I try to take as many phone calls as we can during the day. If somebody calls in, we'll take them. We even, when people call in just to say, I don't want to come on air, I've told Tim Shea, I say, you drop them and you put them on the air. Because I want to talk to people. That's
Yeah, don't call and say, well, I just want to tell you I don't want to go
on air. Yeah, no, I want to talk.
No, because then you're going on air.
Yeah, which is crazy because in real life, I hate talking to people. But if you, like, see me somewhere, I like talking to you. But in, like...
No wonder why you ignored me last year.
Okay. No, that was different.
That was different.
But, like, at Hall of Fame weekend, I mean, I'm not trying to talk to people. I'm not trying to... You know, like the front desk lady. I don't want to talk to her.
I just say, Jerry Rice comes up to you. You're going to be like, sorry, Jerry, I don't do people.
I don't like going to checkout lanes at stores because I'd rather just.
Oh, no.
I'd rather just be by myself. Yes,
and put it all in one bag, too.
Yeah, self-checkout. I'd rather the least amount of interaction I can have in my day-to-day is great. But when I'm doing the shows, I want to talk to as many people as possible. You guys know the new number by now, 414-677-1250. But so there are some people that called in that I never knew about. So I will apologize on everyone's behalf. One thing I talked about, I gave a very impassioned defense of the preseason. Because the preseason's coming up. There's games again tomorrow and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And pretty much of all hours of the day, the NFL Network is either going to be showing a live game or tape games. I think if you're out of the area, the Packers-Niners game is going to be on the NFL Network. It may not be on right away at the start. I don't know. They're showing Falcons and Lions play at 5 on Friday, and then eventually they're going to go into it. So I don't know if they'll show the beginning of the Packer game or go, you know, join in progress. But if you are out of the state, you can watch the game on NFL Network on Friday night, at least a good chunk of it. But I think that because I heard one guy on CBS Sports Radio over the weekend on our drive back, and I didn't catch his name, but he was talking about how the preseason isn't what it used to be and how that upsets him because it's not the product that it used to be. Well, what it used to be was guys would play more, but they would also play 6 games. And then you also see these guys. So the season was shorter maybe, but they were playing just as much, and they're playing meaningless preseason games. And they made him play. The preseason isn't supposed to be for our entertainment. That's the thing. If you go into the Thursday night Hall of Fame game and you're like, oh, they want to see the stars. You're not going to.
No.
That's not what the preseason is for. It's to get everybody up to speed. But more importantly, it's trying to figure out who's going to make this roster. The roster isn't just the 22 guys that start week in and week out. It's the 53 guys that need to make up that team, whether it's some of the lower battles or some of the special teams battles.
And if you want to be a long snapper on this Packers team, and if you are a long snapper, go up to Green Bay these next couple days.
Yeah, they need a long snapper.
Bart, do you know how to long snap?
I don't. I got to say
because
that I'm not.
You could make a career out of being a long snapper, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that with my son. It's his birthday today.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Bart Jr.
Yeah, Bart Jr. Not his name, but... It's his birthday today, so he'll be in school, and then
is there a party for him later?
We're just gonna have a small thing with the family.
Yep, nice.
We were gonna have like all of his kids come over from daycare because we've been going to a bunch of those, but the day before our daycare's throwing a huge picnic, so we didn't want to ask these parents to do two
parties.
Two, you know,
yeah.
You don't want to give up your whole weekend to the daycare.
Yep.
So you know he's gonna bring some little goodies for his friends today, and mm-hmm. and that'll be fun. So that's today. So three.
Nice.
Three. But yeah, I gave an impassioned defense of the preseason because I was so miffed that this guy said it's not what it used to be. The preseason isn't supposed to be for entertainment. We just get entertained by it because we love football so much. If the NFL was like, okay, we're going to have these preseason games and we'll have these scrimmages, but we're not going to like show you them because it's the preseason. It's not a good enough product for you. We'd say, well, I'll watch, though. If they said, okay, the Niners and the Packers are going to play this weekend because we want to get our teams ready and we need to, you know, we need to figure out who's going to be on this team, but it's not as good of a product, so we're not going to give it to you. We would still say, well, can I at least watch it on TV? And then some people would say, well, I mean, I'd love to go. So the NFL doesn't try to tell you that the preseason, sure, they put it on all the time because if you want to watch it, you can watch it, but it's not like they're advertising, you know, Trey Lance, Jordan Love, Friday night. They're not doing that.
No.
So I gave with part of my national time, I had two objectives last night. It was to talk about how much I love the preseason, and it was to talk about how terrible this Brewers trade was. But now Josh Hader struggled last night. So, although the guys that the Brewers traded for, the major league guys, one's not on the Rockies already, and one's got a knee problem that nobody knew about. So, awesome.
And somehow Josh Hader got the win?
So no.
Yeah, didn't he? Cause didn't they win in the bottom of the ninth?
No, or did the they win go went extras? To somebody else. Yeah.
Okay.
Or
did
guy,
they pull him?
Yeah, they pulled him.
Okay, never mind then.
And another guy came in on four pitches, got a strike.
Sorry, I need to brush up on my box score reading.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the box score. It was Tim Hill.
Okay.
So that's how I knew.
All right.
Because I got all the box scores up.
Yep, I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
414-677-1250.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.